Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 84, Pei Dalet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. L'Natzeach Al Hagitit, a musical instrument. B'nei Korach Mizmor. Again, B'nei Korach are mentioned as the authors of many Mizmorim. The first section, the first two psukim, first three psukim, are about my thoughts about the Beit HaMikdash. Ma yididot mishkinotecha. Ma yididot mishkinotecha. How beloved are the places that you dwell therein, Hashem Tzivakot. Of course, here referring to the Beit HaMikdash. Ma yididut mishkinotecha. How I yearn for, how I am connected to those places that can be called Mishkinotecha, Hashem Tzivaot, Nichsifa, V'gam Kalta Nafshi, Nichsifa. I yearn for those places. Kalta Nafshi. My soul goes out lechatzarot Hashem. I yearn just to see the courtyards of the place of God. Libiu b'sari yiranenu el kel chai. Libiu b'sari. My heart, my meat, the meat of me, the lave of me, the basar of me, yiranenu el kel chai, yiranenu rina, they sing the song of yearning for the living God. So you know that. You know very well that yearning is a human capacity, and it has a lot to do with memory, which is also a human capacity. But yearning is about the emotional reaction that certain kinds of memory brings. And so even though it's long after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, we yearn for that Beit HaMikdash. We feel its absence, so to speak. We don't just know that it is absent, but we actually yearn for the Beit HaMikdash. We feel that lack. And so we continue Pasuk Hei. Ashrei Yoshrei Beitecha Od Yehallelucha Sela. Ashrei Yoshrei Beitecha. What more can be said? What do we see in our mind's eye? We just see how wonderful Yoshrei Beitecha is. Those who are in the Beit HaMikdash, those who are permanently part of the world of the Beit HaMikdash. That's Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha. Od Yehallelucha. And they will, Od Yehallelucha, they will praise you more and more. They are worthy of this kind of act of praise. Od, meaning forever and ever, they will praise you, so that being in a reaction as we have mentioned elsewhere, the reaction to being close to God is praise of God. And we have to understand that praise of God is not just a reflection on a historical moment. Praise God because God saved us at one time. But the thought of salvation is itself a closeness. It brings me to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And having been brought to the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing that I can do is Yahalelucha, Od Yahalelucha, again and again and again. This is the natural, the almost gut reaction to being in the Beit Echa, in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitting in that place. Pasuk Vav, Ashrei Adam Oz Lovach Misilot Bilvava. Ashrei Adam. Ashrei, the man who is happy with his life, with his lot, the one who chooses you, Oz Lo Bach, he gets strength from you, Misilot Bilvavam. The Misilot are pathways, are roads, Bilvavam. These are the roads that lead to the house of God. Misilot Bilvavam. The way to God's place is etched in their lives. Not the GPS gets you to the Beit HaMikdash. Rather, it is your innermost desire that brings you there, Misilot Bilvava. Ovrei Be'emek Habacha Mayan Yeshituhu Gam Brachot Yatem Ure. Ovrei Be'emek Habacha. It's not so clear what the Pasuk is referring to, but we'll give it a shot. Ovrei be'emek habacha, those who are on their way to the Beit HaMikdash, and they pass emek habacha is a desolate place, a place where there is no water, a place that there is no water. So Ovrei be'emek habacha Mayan Yishituhu. They place the emek habacha l'mayan. They make it just by going on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, you turn the desolate place, the dry place, the place without any water, into a mayan. Make it into a wondrous spring. Gam brachot ya'ate mora. Gam brachot ya'ate more. Again, a difficult pasuk. Brachot, we understand. More could be related to the Hebrew word yoreh, which is the earlier rains that come in the beginning of the year, of the winter. Maybe. There's a theme here that the dry land becomes fertile and full of water, etc. But the pasuk is unfortunately a little bit difficult to understand. Pasuk Chet. Pasuk Chet, Yelchu Michael El Chayil, Yerael El Kim, B'tzion. Yelchu, we're talking about the people who are going up to the Beit Hashem. And they go Michael El Chayil. They go from one wall to another. They go to one protected place, from one protected place to another protected place. Maybe the reference is to the walls around Yerushalayim. Yira'eh El Elokim B'tzion. And then they will find themselves, they will appear to God B'tzion. Tzion is Yerushalayim. So it's not clear whether we're talking about a real aliyah to the Beit HaMikdash, which exists, or an imagined aliyah, which continues to form our relationship to the place of the Beit HaMikdash even after the destruction. I imagine that both are true. Both are certainly possible. It's possible for the Beit HaMikdash to be an active part of my memory. And it's possible for the Beit HaMikdash to be real. And here in this particular parak, we're able to imagine both. We're able to imagine that both of these things are true. The last pasuk says, Hashem tzivakot ashrei adam boteach bach. A kind of a call to God. Ashrei adam boteach bach. How good is it that a man places his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I guess that this is a conclusion that the religious personality comes to, faced with the difficulties of reality. I mean, just look at what's happening in the world and you see that there is no way to understand. There is a Beit HaMikdash. There is no Beit HaMikdash. We can't go in that direction. Rabbi Akiva and his friends could not understand what the situation, what the meaning was of Shualim Hilchuvo, that the foxes are running around on the Beit HaMikdash, in that holiest of places. Should we be optimistic? Should we be pessimistic? And so the Perek of Tehillim ends with this idea. Hashem Tzivakot, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Irrespective of what you see, irrespective of how much you lack in the feeling about things. Hashem Tzivakot, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. That this is the only solution to our problems with reality. You have to have bitachon. And bitachon means that the divine promise will be kept. And if God promised Avraham and then Yitzchak and then Yaakov, promised them that there will be a great nation. And promised them that there will be a Beit HaMikdash at Har HaMoriah. And promised them that somehow all history is moving in that direction. That bitachon, is our accepting of that promise. It's as good as gold. Maybe better. It's God's promise to His people. And God's promise to His people is something that we can depend on. And while it's true that we don't know if we're going to the Beit HaMikdash always, or if we're avoiding the Beit HaMikdash, if things will get better or things will get worse, there's no doubt. Hashem Tzvakot, Ashrei Adam, Boteach Bach.